constitution. It doesn't mean anything, anything that today we live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy, crazy. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world. It's a new day. There is a new world order coming to your town. You better get ready. You better get ready. It's a new day. That's right. Who knows what evil lurks in the halls of Washington? Well, that would be me, Wild Bill, your host of the Samsel Report, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on as they go on beating on us. Yes. This is Wild Bill, the man with the face for radio. I am coming to you live from my personal isolation tank right here in St. Louis, Missouri. First of all, to all of those of you regular listeners to the show, I apologize before being an hour late and an hour long. That's right. I want to do a little something for you guys, okay, for sticking with old Wild Bill. So I tell you what, we're going to go take our break here. The phone lines are open. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. So call in, if you will. Okay. Visit my website at www.buildsamcell.net. That's www.buildsamcell.net. Check out the tunes and the books. And you hear that music there? That means we got to go take a break. So stick around. We shall be right back.
Look out. It's gonna get you. Man is gonna get you. He's gonna get you, oh no, gonna get you, oh no. Madison Avenue, Manhattan.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now there's an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh no, it's gonna get ya. Oh no. Now there's an avenue mentality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what, don't you? You know what? That's right. That's right. We live in the Twilight Zone. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do a little something to thank all of my wonderful followers out there in Radio Land for sticking with old Wild Bill till we get us a new time slot here. That's right. So, I went and made all of my tunes downloadable. Okay, so you can get them freely. That's right. You may freely download them. Go to my Man of Muse page and use the nifty music player and download all of them or whatever ones you want there. Okay? All right, because Wild Bill loves you. Oh, yes, Wild Bill is crazy about you guys. That's right, because you are the resistance. Oh, that's right. So it's been 5 weeks now. This would be show number 5. So far be it from me to suggest that you call the network and say, we want our SAMSL report. That's right. We want our SAMSL report. That's right. Well, I would never suggest such a thing. So, you didn't hear it from me, okay? You thunk it up all by yourself, right? Okay. All right. So, let's get on with the show. Our first headline, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul slams Boston police. Has he gone too far? Oh, this here is a mainstream media article, ladies and gentlemen. So you know what to expect, right? Okay. Ron Paul, in a posting on the website of a libertarian activist, accused U.S. law enforcement of a military-style occupation of an American city in its response to the Boston bombing. Former GOP presidential candidate Ron Paul has slammed federal law enforcement for responding to the Boston Marathon bombing with police state tactics. Oh, yes, the governmental reaction to the tragic explosions was worse than the attack itself. The forced lockdown of much of the Boston area, police riding armored vehicles through the streets, door-to-door searches without warrants, were all reminiscent of a military coup or martial law. That's what Ron Paul said. Oh, yes, that's what he said. He also said the Boston bombing provided the opportunity for the government to turn what should have been a police investigation into a military-style occupation of an American city. Oh, yes. Shut down the entire city, and everybody is a suspect, right? That's right. That's right. Furthermore, said Paul, this response did not result in the capture of the suspect. Ron Paul says he was discovered hiding in a boat by a private citizen who called the police. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. State and local officials have continued to defend their decision to shut down much of Boston for the manhunt. And Paul, in particular, is now drawing criticism for the company he keeps. Oh, look out. Look out. Furthermore, Paul's own new organization, the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, has an advisory board that contains a bevy of conspiracy theorists, cranks, and apologists for some of the worst regimes on the planet. Oh, yes. You see there? You see how the mainstream twists everything around there? How do you like them apples? In other words, don't pay any attention to this guy because he's a crazy wacko. Right? He hangs out with major conspiracy theorists. He even goes on that wacko Alex Jones's show. Oh, yes. And you know who listens to the Alex Jones show? Why? More wackos and conspiracy theorists. You shouldn't be listening to all that crap. That's right. That's right. Not when you can depend on the lamestream media to give you the official story. Okay? So, there you go, boys and girls. Our first headline. And we continue on. Okay? Our next headline. Mother of bomb suspects. It's all lies. Oh, yes, you heard right, ladies and gentlemen. The mother of the Boston bombing suspect continues to insist that her sons are innocent while the media responds by portraying Zbudiat Tsarnova as a terrorist herself. That's right. It's all lies and hypocrisy, Tsarnova told the Associated Press in Dagestan. The Associated Press report notes that in recent years, Tsarnova began wearing a hijab and cited conspiracy theories about 9/11 being a plot against Muslims. So, you see there? You see that? You see there? Covering her head and being skeptical of the official 9/11 story means that she's probably crazy and more than likely a terrorist threat. Now, who are you going to believe? This is what I ask you. This is the question. Who are you going to believe, her or the government? Her or the government? Take your pick, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? All right? Go to my website and check out Mother of Bomb Suspects, It's All Lies. Okay. Do that. All right? Okay. We continue with the headlines. All right? Okay? Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for... Okay. All right. Here we go. George W. Bush. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on now. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. We could do it. George W. Bush suggests the Boston bombings were a conspiracy. Yes. Asked by ABC's Diane Sawyer if the Boston bombing reminded him of 9/11, Bush responded, "At first I was deeply concerned that there might have been an organized plot." That's what he said. That's what he said. Before adding that he thought the attack may have been another conspiracy theory, right? But he stopped himself, okay? All right? He stopped himself. That's right. We have the clip. We have the clip so that you can hear and see Boy George make a boob out of himself, okay? All right, so here is the clip, okay? Here comes the clip. Let's see what happens.
Mr. President, I do want to get right to the news of this week.
Sure.
The terrorism in Boston.
Yeah.
Many people have wondered if it took you right back to 9/11 when you heard it.
Well, at first, I was deeply concerned that there might have been a organized plot. I don't know all the facts. I don't think we all know all the facts, but I was deeply concerned that this could have been, another organized, highly organized attack on the country. And it still may be. I don't know the facts, but I do know that it's really hard to protect the homeland.
So there you have it. There you go. There you have it. Good old George W. He's a good old boy, isn't he? That's right.
Mr. President, I do want to get right to the news.
Hold on now. Hold on. We did that. Okay? You got to watch this clip, because as he's about to say another conspiracy, Laura's eyes get real big. Oh, yes, just like she can't believe what he's about to say. Okay? So go to my website and check it out for yourself. Okay? We got to go take a break, ladies and gentlemen. So stick around. There's more coming up.
Look out. It's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no.
Madison Avenue. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh no, gonna get ya. Oh no. Madison Avenue mentality.
Yes, it's the SAMHSA Report with your host.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. And we now continue with this week's headlines. Next, Obama in Mexico. Little talk of human rights. Obama in Mexico. Little talk of human rights. This here is a mainstream media article covering Obama's neighborly visit to Mexico. Oh, yes. Obama went down there to encourage more Mexican peons to become undocumented workers. That's right. Just follow the yellow brick path to citizenship. Oh, yes. Yes. Follow the yellow brick path to citizenship. Da-da-da-da-da. We're off to cross the river to the U.S. of A. Oh, man. Seriously now. He is visiting Presidente Enrique Peña Nieto. That's right. He's telling him, you keep driving him out, and we'll keep taking him in. That's right. He's telling him, the whole thing's coming together real nice. Just keep up the good work. American Union, here we come. That's what he's telling him. That's right. We know that's what they're really talking about. That's exactly what the mainstream media does not talk about. But you heard it first right here on the Samsel Report. Oh, yes. And you can take that to the bank. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we continue on with our headlines. The more illegal immigrants that go on food stamps, the more money J.P. Morgan makes. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, recently uncovered documents prove that the Obama administration has been working with the Mexican government to increase the number of illegal immigrants, right? Illegal immigrants on food stamps. Oh, yes. And when more illegal immigrants go on food stamps, J.P. Morgan makes mucho more money. Oh, yes, indeed. A new report by the Government Accountability Institute finds that J.P. Morgan has made at least $560,492,596 since 2004, processing the EBT cards of 18 of the 24 states that it has under contract for the food stamp program. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it has now come out that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has provided the Mexican government with literature, that's right, with literature that actively encourages illegal immigrants to enroll in the food stamp program. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, you heard it right here on the Samsel Report. That's right. Because you know what? Because you know why? Because we live in the Twilight Zone. Okay. All right. So, we're going to have to go take a break coming up here shortly. I see in the future, the near future, a break. Oh, yes. I'm feeling psychic now. I'm getting a psychic image in my mind. I see it. I hear it. Here it comes. Here comes the break. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear the music? Do you hear the music? There it is. Okay. Stick around. We shall return.
Look out. It's gonna get ya, man. It's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no. Madison Avenue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Samsel Report. This is your host, Wild Bill. Our next headline. DHS seeks millions more rounds of ammunition. Oh, like they don't have enough, right? With the DHS already having purchased over 1.6 billion bullets over the course of the last year, the Department of Homeland Security has released a market survey asking companies if they are able to provide 2 million rounds of ammunition on short notice. That's right. Can you provide 2 million rounds of ammunition on short notice, thusly increasing concerns that the federal agency is continuing its arms buildup in preparation for domestic unrest? Oh, yes. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. They've already purchased enough ammunition to kill each and every American five times over. That's right. That's right. Seriously now. I guess they want to make sure that we're all dead, right? So they're going to shoot us each a few more times. You see there? Yes, the longer it takes for the American sheeple to wake up, the more powerful the forces become that we are going to one day have to face. But you and I already know that, don't we? Despite official denials that the DHS is buying an abnormal amount of bullets, the Government Accountability Office announced earlier this week that an investigation of the purchases is just getting underway. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Go to my website, click on the headlines, and it will take you to RBN or some other alternative news place where you can get all kinds of alternative news, right? Okay. All right. So let us continue on with our headlines. Our next headline. It's not about guns. Gun control is people control. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Gun-free zones don't lower crime rates or even prevent mass shootings. So what do they do? Gun control allows politicians to exercise control over law-abiding citizens through unconstitutional legislation that paves the way towards eroding the Bill of Rights at large. The simple fact of the matter is that the Second Amendment's fall will signify the fall of the Constitution at large, the very fabric of the United States. We lose the Second Amendment, we lose everything. A fact that former Obama administration Secret Service member Dan Bongino will attest to. In a speech at a recent Second Amendment rally, Bongino explained that gun control is not about controlling guns. Instead, it's about people control. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we have a clip. So let us go directly to the clip and see what happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as gun control. Don't co-opt their language. There's only people control. Yep. And I can prove it to you. I spent 16 years of my life with a badge on my chest, which served as a target for some, unfortunately. I don't remember ever having the conversation during my years in the Secret Service. And hey, listen, we're taking the president to Baltimore, to Chicago, so let's just disarm because they have really strict gun control laws. Now, why is that funny? The reason is it's funny because it's funny. I never, in 15 plus years of doing this, have ever arrested or investigated someone on a gun crime who had that gun legally. Amen. So you have to ask yourself, why? It's not about gun control. Do not co-opt the language. When they own the language, they own the argument. Yes. There is a reason they are doing this. You know, folks, it may disappoint some here, but I could have carried a gun my entire time, anywhere in the United States, on planes, wherever I chose. I didn't. That was my choice. It may have been a foolish one, but it was my choice. It was my choice. It was my God-given right to be able to protect myself and my family. That was my right, not given to me by a piece of paper, only insured by that piece of paper. That is not up for debate. The right to petition, the right to assemble so beautifully on this day, the right to speech is not given to you by the governor or the president of the United States. That is not his to give. And if it is not his to give, it is not his or her or anyone else's to take away. Anyone! Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. You know, I'm just a man. My spirit's been almost broken over this. This is our country. That flag represents something. Men and women have died horrible deaths. Horrible deaths. My uncle being one of them. Shot in the back in Vietnam to protect your very right. Your liberty, your decisions, your decision to be able to protect your family. We live, unfortunately, and Lord, it pains me to say this, but we live in a society of wolves. You do not fight back by creating more sheep.
Hear, hear.
You do.
Now, there you go. There you have it. That's right. After withdrawing from the Secret Service, Bongino has a lot to say. It's important to inform the public regarding the government agenda. It all comes down to protecting our natural God-given rights. Check out the entire clip on the SAMHSA Report website. Okay? All right. Continuing on with our headlines. Multiple polls indicate that Americans are more afraid of the government than they are of terrorists. Oh, yes, indeed. I tell you what, for the first time since a similar question was asked in May 2001, more Americans answered no to the question, would you be willing to give up some of your personal freedom in order to reduce the threat of terrorism? Okay. According to a pair of recent polls, Americans are more fearful of their government and that their government will continue to abuse constitutional liberties for supposed safety. Even in the wake of the Boston bombing, the polls suggest that Americans are hesitant to give up any further freedoms in exchange for increased security. Public policy polling found that Congress is less popular than cockroaches, lice, root canals, colonoscopies, traffic jams, used car salesmen, and Genghis Khan. That's right. Yes, Americans are waking up to the let us protect you scam. That's right. Americans are waking up to the let us protect you scam, which leads us right into our next headline. 29% of the people think that armed rebellion might soon be necessary. Oh, man, oh, man. 3 in 10 registered American voters believe an armed rebellion might be necessary in the next few years, according to the results of a poll released by Fairleigh Dickinson University's Public Mind. Public Mind is a publication of the Fairleigh Dickinson University. Oh, yes. The survey, aimed at measuring public attitudes toward gun issues, found that 29% of Americans agree with the statement, in the next few years, an armed revolution might be necessary in order to protect our liberties. 29% of Americans agreed with that statement. An additional 5% were unsure, but never be able to make up their minds about anything anyway, so. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, go to my website and check out the full story. Okay? Okay. All right. Are you having a good time? Are you having a good time? Okay. All right. Okay. Our next headline, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. schools weigh bulletproof uniforms. It's no different than a seatbelt in a car. Okay. All right. Okay. Go to my website and check this one out. In the wake of Sandy Hook, some parents are sending their kids to school wearing bulletproof apparel. I kid you not. Some of the garments weigh more than the kid wearing it. But as one parent put it, it's worth my child's discomfort in wearing it in order to keep her safe from crazy people with guns. Oh, yes. You see the logic. You see the logic there? Another parent said, it's no different than a seatbelt. It's to keep you safe. That's right. That's right. A Denver company now offers bulletproof backpacks, ballistic shields, and full-body bulletproof overalls. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Less affluent kids, however, are wearing the Don't Shoot Me, Shoot Some Other Kid t-shirts. Okay? And you can get them. That's a lot cheaper. Okay? Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what. Is it just me? Huh? Or do we actually live in the Twilight Zone? It just boggles the imagination, doesn't it? Things just keep getting stranger and stranger, don't they? Okay, so go to the SAMHSA report and check out the full story. Okay? All right? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first right here on the SAMHSA report. Tell all your friends about it, okay? Okay, all right. Seriously now, okay? They are murdering small business. They are just murdering small business. The percentage of self-employed Americans is at a record all-time low. Did you know that? Well, you heard it first, right here. Seriously, the percentage of Americans that are working for themselves has never been lower in the history of the United States. I kid you not. Once upon a time, the United States was a paradise for entrepreneurs and small businesses. But now the control freak bureaucrats and the corporate criminals that dominate our society have created a system that absolutely eviscerates them. Exterminate. Exterminate. The Daleks. You ever watch Doctor Who? The Daleks? Exterminate. They're exterminating mom and pop is what they're doing. That's right. Because you can't have a slave state if the people can be self-employed. Oh, that's right. We should all be working for Walmart and McDonald's, right? For slave wages that we turn right around and give back to the corporate criminals. See? Doesn't that make sense? It makes sense to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is freedom in the new America. Yes, indeed. That is freedom in the new America. But that's an America with a K, ladies and gentlemen. America with a K. You know what I'm talking about? You get the picture? Okay. All right. But just don't take my word for it. You need to go to my website and check out this informative, fact-filled article for yourself. Okay. It's break time. Break time. It's time for a break. Stick around. Don't go away.
It's gonna get you, man. It's gonna get you. It's gonna get you. Oh, gonna get you. Oh, Madison Avenue.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh no, gonna get ya, oh no. Madison Avenue mentality.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We have a caller, Samson, in North Carolina. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, what you got for me?
I just wanted to talk about the debt clock and how nobody ever seems to actually go on it and look at it because it's got a lot of stuff on it that nobody ever talks about in the news.
Oh, yeah, the debt clock. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Well, the first thing I want to ask is, everybody's always talking about $16 and $17 trillion in debt.
Right.
And, you know, if you go under the debt clock, it says U.S. total debt clock, and the total is $60 trillion. And then you go to the bottom of the debt clock,
yes,
and it says $123 trillion.
Oh boy, keep going.
Okay, this is where I really don't know the answer to. There's one thing on the whole debt clock that's going down.
Right. What's that?
And that's the currency and derivatives.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And do you know what that is? That's $623 trillion.
Oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, isn't that unbelievable? Unbelievable.
Yep.
Okay.
But the derivatives, yep, is the casino that the banks are in. Am I right about that?
Yep. Exactly, exactly. And they're still selling them, and they're still trading them, and it's still going on, right? So, anyway, we're all out of time. But thanks a lot, Samson, for calling in, and I hope you become a regular listener, okay?
All right.
All right, God bless you. Take care now. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of time. It's time to go.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
There you have it. So we can't even finish that, all right? Go to my website, download the tunes. They're downloadable, okay? So check them out, download them if you want, all right? Okay, this is Wild Bill saying unto you, free your mind and your ass.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling, love. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.